Painstakingly, laboriously, he rebuilt his shattered mental defenses, shored up the bulwarks he'd hammered in place against the Sith, achingly aware that he was only half himself without the light side of the Force as his ally, haunted by the fear that half a Jedi could not prevail. The loss of his lightsaber was like an open wound in his side. Night fell, and as though natural darkness were some kind of invitation, the bludgeoning memories returned. He overrode Organa's demands to stop until dawn. Somehow it was easier to resist the Sith while he was moving. Let him slow, and they pressed him harder. So hard, he thought he'd break. "We have nightsticks," he told the Senator. "We'll go on a little longer." Poor Bale. He'd been stubborn and unreasonable and ridiculously foolhardy, but he didn't deserve this. No one deserved this. Eventually, they did stop, but only because his legs gave way and wouldn't help him stand again. Since they were still in the straggled woodland with plenty of easy fuel at hand, Bale started a careful, cautious fire. They shared another meal pack, drank sparingly from their water supply, wrapped their heat seal blankets around them, and sat before the flames in silence. Sunrise was a long way away. Eventually, Bale slept, but he didn't. Every time he sank beneath the surface of waking, a memory tore at him with sharp, cruel teeth. His only hope of keeping the Sith at bay was to stay awake, so he could concentrate on the mental disciplines he'd spent his whole life perfecting. But he was tired. He was so tired. And soon enough, the memories savaged him even when he was awake, just as they'd attacked after he crashed the starship on the plateau. Standing naked in the hurricane, he fought his endless battle with the Sith. Relived Geonosis, relived Tanab, relived losing Qui-Gon, again and again and again. Bale slept through all of it. The sun returned eventually. As soon as the sky lightened, he woke the man and bullied him onto his feet. "You look like death," Bale told him bluntly. "You won't last until noon." He shrugged into his backpack. "I'll last for as long as I need to, Senator. No more arguing, let's go." When Obi-Wan was felled by his third vision, memory, waking nightmare, whatever the criff was happening to him, in less than 2 hours, Bale retreated to a safe distance, dropped to the rocky plain they struggled to cross, and despaired. "Never again, never, never, never again will I say I wish I could be a Jedi. Not even for a week. Not even for a day." Which vision was it this time? By all that was merciful, not Tavor's death. If he had to relive by proxy his uncle's torture and burning yet again, he thought he'd go mad. Or maybe just go mad faster. Because if this was tough on Obi-Wan, and of course it was brutal. It was almost as difficult for him, having to sit on the outside looking in, knowing there was nothing he could do to stop the Sith's relentless assault, having to relive that particular memory along with the Jedi. But no, it wasn't Tavor's death this time. He suspected, though he wasn't certain, because Obi-Wan steadfastly refused to discuss it, that the Jedi was dreaming of Geonosis. The memory always started off in silence and ended with him calling for his Padawan, sorry, his former Padawan, and mourning the loss of the young man's arm. The look of horror on his face then was harrowing to see, but of course, it could always be worse. It could be another crazy hallucination. Mercifully, there'd been no repeat of that so far. Somehow the Jedi was managing to keep them at bay, at least. This was their second day on the barren plain beyond the woodland that Obi-Wan had mistaken for a dark side assassin and a separatist droid army. At his dogged insistence, they kept up their punishing pace, walking steadily from first light and well into darkness, even until, with their nightsticks, it was too dangerous to continue. Then they made camp as best they could, ate sparingly, drank less, and snatched what rest they could beneath Zagula's nebulous-stained dark sky and unfamiliar constellations. It wasn't much. Bare rock and hard-packed dirt made a miserably uncomfortable mattress, and Obi-Wan's capricious nightmares weren't conducive to sleep for either of them.